Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style and figuring out what my personal style is. But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like fashion, I feel like is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, I would not either.
It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides, Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love
and,
this.
And Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35. Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dory Shafrir.
And we're not experts.
No, we're not. But we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And before we get this party started, we're going to give you the business about where you can find us in the world. Our website is where, if we mention a comfortable sweatsuit, you will find links to the comfortable sweatsuit. That link is forever35podcast.com. You can see us on Twitter at forever35pod, but we are really more popping on Instagram. Is that how the kids say it? At forever35podcast.
Sure.
And there's also a wonderful Forever 35 Facebook group where the password is serums, and there are billions of subgroups that are just amazing.
You can, literally billions.
I mean, quite honestly, it's kind of it's truly magic.
It is.
Someone invited me to one to talk about. Someone was like, come talk about Bridgerton in the Forever 35 pop culture group. And I was like, oh, okay. I didn't know that existed. I will. I will come.
You know, one of my favorite subgroups is Forever 35 Explain It To Me.
Where it's like, can you explain the GameStop stock market crash?
Yes. It's literally like the things that you're kind of like, I should know what this is, or like how to do this thing. And I'm kind of embarrassed to ask anyone in my life, like anyone in my IRL life or on social media about it. But this is a safe space where I can ask about it. And almost always someone has answers and everyone is very kind.
I find every Forever 35 group to be truly pleasant to be in. I mean, thank God, because it somehow originated from this podcast. So
it's true. It's true. Another lovely place on the internet is the Forever 35 subreddit, which is at reddit.com/r/Forever35. It's not quite as poppin' as Facebook, but you know, they're getting more and more posts all the time. So check that out. And if you want to reach us, call us at 781-591-0390, or you can text us there. And our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And look, we love a review on Apple Podcasts. If you have something nice to say about us, say it there. We really appreciate it. It helps new people who are new to the show find out about us. So thank you for doing that. We genuinely, from the bottom of our heart, express deep gratitude for that.
We do.
Woo!
Yeah. So, Kate, you have some big news.
Big news, Dory. I started Wellbutrin today.
Welcome to the club, Kate.
Thank you. I know that we have a name. We call ourselves Wellies or Butrin Babies. We call ourselves something, right? Do we call
Welly Bees?
Welly Bees.
Yep.
I'm officially a Welly Bee. I'm also a Prozac honey, but I'm now adding the Welly Bee to the Prozac because I have had I've had depression. I've never had it before. I didn't know I was having it, but I finally spoke with my psychiatrist and my therapist helped me figure all this out. And my psychiatrist was like, we could either, you know, go higher on your Prozac or we could add a low dose of Wellbutrin. So we're starting with the Wellbutrin. It may not work for me because of my variety of things, but I'm excited to be here.
You know, we're happy to have you.
Thank you. I was welcomed. I posted about it on Instagram and so many other Welly Bees. Is that what we call it? That's what you say? Welly Bees?
Yeah, Welly Bees.
Welly Bees? Welly Bees. So many other Welly Bees welcomed me into the Wellbutrin family. So
there's a lot of us.
Yeah, it feels really nice. And then other people were sharing what SSRIs they're on. There were some Lexapros, some Zolofts, some Prozacs like me. It felt good.
This is like super pedantic, but Wellbutrin is not an SSRI.
I know. I know. But people were sharing their drugs.
I see.
Their mental health care pharmaceuticals.
Great.
Yes. Okay. So those were the other ones that kind of circulated in my DMs on the Instagram. But look, like mental health is self-care and it's a fucking bitch right now. God, I want to stop swearing, Dory.
Oh, okay.
It's a freaking pain in the butt. And I know we're all struggling. Many of us are struggling. I shouldn't presume all of us, but I know I am and I want to feel better and I want to help myself. So I'm hoping that, you know, that this provides some relief. And if it doesn't, I'm very grateful that I have, you know, I have a team in place to help me figure it out.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I feel good about it. And I also was kind of circling back to something you had said about kind of how you had really hit the wall on a past episode recently and how you had not gone outside. Like you had just been in your house all day. Mm-hmm. And I've realized I'm also doing that. Like when I go outside, it's for a very like matter of fact, unpleasant. Like it's just to like bring in the trash. So
yeah,
this morning I set my alarm clock for like about 15 minutes earlier than when I normally get up. And I had set out clothes the night before and I got up and I got dressed and I went out and walked my dog and I did it without listening to anything or looking at my phone because normally I'll like put on a podcast and stare at my phone while I walk the dog.
Okay.
So it felt really good to be up first thing in the morning to just like breathe the air, feel the cool air, hear the birds, hear the roar of the Los Angeles freeways.
Yes.
So that was something I also did that I was like, maybe this will just kind of help. So I did that today as well.
And did it help?
It did help. It felt really good. It felt really great in the moment. And one thing I was thinking about is like, I think I need to kind of calm down with my obsession of like setting up long-term routines will cure me of all my ills. Like in my brain, I'm like, oh, like I had the thought of like, oh, well, maybe I'll be a person who gets up and walks every morning. And then I was like, no, what? Calm down. Just walk today. Think about what you need today. Don't latch on to this idea that like you have to be the kind of person that like has this, is beholden to this routine that they've had for decades. Do you know, like there's something I think I kind of fetishize this idea of being a person of routine, of structure. Like, you know, those people, especially, I think maybe this is a writer thing, but like, it's like, I wake up and then I have my tea. And then from 7 to 8, I do my emails. And from 8 to 10, I just write. And then at 10, I listen to NPR and wash the dishes. And this is what I do every day. And it's like every day in my life is drastically different. And I just have to let go of this like fantasy that I have. So those are my deep thoughts on my walk with my dog today.
Wow. I mean, that is the nice thing about going for a walk without the distraction of your phone. Like, you really do get to kind of clear your head.
Yes, I haven't done that in a while. Like, I haven't done it without like queuing up some sort of podcast, which, you know, I like podcasts.
You know what I like to do along those lines? I like to drive with nothing on.
Oh, God, I would maybe have a panic attack.
It's actually really calming.
Wow.
Even driving in Los Angeles, which is not calming, I actually find it to be quite calming. I did it today on the freeway, and I was like, okay, yeah, this is relaxing.
Well, remember, you know, we talked about road rage early on in this podcast, and you were listening to classical music. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. I do remember that, yeah.
But even the silence is more calming than the classical.
Sometimes I just want to be alone with my thoughts.
Did anything come up while you, like in the thinking space of driving alone on the freeway today?
I don't remember, but I do remember consciously thinking, oh, I don't have anything on. And then thinking, I like it.
Good for you.
Yeah.
What were you doing? Were you doing things today in this driving that were part of Dory's self-care?
You know what? I had driven to the beach, and you know, we're very fortunate that we live in Los Angeles where we can drive to the beach in February. But I went for a walk on the beach, and it was really nice. And I also didn't listen to anything on my walk.
Oh, that sounds amazing. How long were you walking on the beach for?
Not that long. I think probably about 45 minutes.
That's a substantial stroll.
It was a nice stroll. I walked for part of it. I walked on there's like a path where people, one side is biking and rollerblading and such, and the other side is walking and running. For a while, I walked on that. But then for a while, I just walked on the beach, like by the waves. Which was also really lovely and calming,
which is something.
I did a few other things. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, which is something I think you've really been adamant about needing right now.
Yeah. And it's hard to take that time for yourself, I think. And I was lucky that I was able to do it. So, you know. I felt hashtag blessed. I did, honestly.
Good. And what are these other things you've been doing?
Well, one of the things I did is I put nail polish on for the first time in a really long time. And, you know, as longtime listeners of this podcast know, I was a pretty faithful manicure getter pre-pandemic.
You were, like, were you weekly or biweekly?
I was, when I had regular polish on my nails, I was weekly. For a while, I was doing dip manicures, and then I was, you know, every 3 weeks or so, because you don't have to change it that. Remember dip manicures? I mean, now that seems so disgusting and unsanitary. I mean, it felt kind of unsanitary at the time. Like, I remember thinking, like, this is kind of gross.
Just pressing my finger into this big bucket of powder.
That, like, 1,000 other people have probably pressed their fingers into. But I remember being like, whatever. But now I'm like, never again. I feel like those kinds of things are just going to keep coming up.
Yeah, like, there's going to be so many things like that.
Yeah, there's things we haven't even thought about that we used to do in the before times that after this, we're going to be like, oh, hell no.
You don't think we'll go back to them?
I'm not going back to a salad bar. Or a buffet? Are you?
I mean, yeah, why not?
It's like so many people and so many germs and so many hands reaching for things and sneeze guards that don't really work. And like, I don't know, it just makes me feel not great.
I think there will certainly be a like a period where we readjust and we reexamine those practices. But like, I love a breakfast buffet, Dory. I don't know if
I'm gonna... Kate, go with God. I will not be joining you, but enjoy that breakfast buffet. Enjoy that omelet station.
Oh, I love an omelet station.
Enjoy your fresh waffle. I am here for this. I'm here for you for like, this.
You'll be ordering off the menu.
But I will be ordering off the menu, yes.
Okay. Well, agree to disagree.
Listen, to each their own. To each their own. So, yeah. So I did my nails. I used the Olive and June stuff that they sent us a long time ago. You know, what's their thing called? The poppy.
Yes, it's part of their manicure kit. I think they sell the poppy separately, though.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. So I put on Olive and June's shade MG. All of their shades have like initials because they're named after people. It's a really nice terracotta. It's very pretty, if I do say so myself. And I also took a bath this week.
Dory, lovely. Look at
I know.
You.
I got ice cream. And this will blow your mind.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
I know we were just talking about silence, but I started listening to an audiobook.
Okay. This could not be more out of character.
It's very out of character, I admit.
What was the thing that you were like, this is, I mean, I support it. I love audiobooks, but how were you like, this is for me today?
Okay. So here's what happened. First, I read a review of this book in the New York Times, and I was like, oh, this book sounds right up my alley. It's about an escaped Nazi who dies under mysterious circumstances in Rome in 1949.
Oh, my God.
It's a true story.
Oh.
I was like, oh, this sounds great. I'm putting this on my list. And then the next day, I heard an interview with the author on NPR. And he sounded so like delightful and British, and like I just loved the way he was talking about the book, and the book sounded even more interesting. And I was like, you know, if he's reading it, I could listen to this. So I went over, I toodle-oodled on over to our pals at Libro.fm, and activated my account finally, and got my audiobook credit for the month. I hope everyone knows about Libro.fm. You don't have to get your audiobooks from Audible.
No, you don't.
Libro.fm is great, and you can choose an independent bookstore to support with your audiobook purchases. That's their whole thing. They support independent bookstores. You can either choose an independent bookstore to support, or you can just say general, like, my purchase will support all bookstores that they have in their roster. And I believe there is they set up a URL for us. If you go to libro.fm/redeem/forever35, you get two audiobooks for the price of one. And they have an app, super easy to use. Anyway, so I was like, okay, this is going to be it. This will be the audiobook that I download. And I did.
And have you
started listening
to
a bit of it?
Okay.
You know what's funny though? I realize that because I listen to podcasts, obviously. And when you listen to something like this, if I were listening to this on a podcast, there would be like music, and I kept expecting music.
Oh, that's fascinating.
And I was like, this would really be enhanced by some music. I really think it would be a better listening experience if like audiobooks added music. Is that crazy?
I think I have listened to some that have kind of like short musical interludes.
Yeah, I want like atmospheric. I want some just like intro music.
I
want audiobooks to sound more like podcasts.
Oh boy. It will probably happen, don't you think? There's going to be some merging of that energy.
I'm surprised it hasn't happened yet. I guess it's much more expensive to produce an audiobook with accompanying music than not like music playing through the whole thing. You know what I mean though?
Yes, I know what you mean, but it sets the tone.
Exactly. It sets the tone. I wanted tone setting. I didn't get any tone setting, but that's okay. But I'm enjoying it. But I mean, it's very out of character for me to listen to an audiobook, but the book I chose is very in character. Mm-hmm. So I think it kind of evens, it cancels each other out.
I find audiobooks a great way to multitask read. Like I'll listen to them while I do the dishes, while I walk the dog, it's just sitting down with a book is not always accessible to me. So I've been listening to President Obama's latest book on audiobook, and it's fantastic. And
he has such a lovely voice.
So soothing, so charming.
Mellifluous, so I would say.
I don't know what that means.
It means what you think it means.
Wow.
It means what Obama's voice sounds like.
Okay. So like a beautiful tone with like a soothing,
exactly. Yep. That's exactly it.
Well, there we go.
You got it.
Welcome to our SAT prep that we're offering.
Mellifluous is to soothing as just kidding.
Oh, so glad I don't have to do that again. Before we take a break, tell me about your new moisturizer.
Oh yeah, I also have a prod recommendation. So Summer Fridays sent us some prods to try recently, and I feel like they were known for their mask, which I never used, and because I'm not super into masks, but they've since branched out into other prods. So one of the things they sent us was their Cloud Dew Oil-Free Gel Cream, which I found perfectly light but like sneakily moisturizing. Like at first I was like, this isn't going to do anything. And then I was like, ooh, this feels good. So I've been using it in the morning. One caution I would say is if you have any sensitivity to pineapple, I would steer clear because it does have pineapple enzyme in it.
Which can be a little tingly for some. Like an irritant.
I guess. I mean, I think, I don't know. If you were allergic to pineapple, maybe that would be an issue. I don't know. I just wanted to flag it.
Flag the pineapple.
Pineapple has been flagged. So that has been what I've been using in the morning lately, and I'm really enjoying it.
Okay. I got to dip my finger in there.
You sure do.
That sounds kind of gross, but you know what I mean.
It does. It does sound pretty gross. Well, before we take a break, we should say that our guest this week is amazing. It's Janelle Parrish, and she is in the new movie, To All the Boys, Always and Forever, which is the second in the trilogy based on the books by former Forever 35 guest Jenny Han. And it comes out on Friday. It's like the perfect little Valentine's movie. It's very sweet.
So sweet, so cozy, so delightful. So yes. There's some, it's a little steamy too. There's some smooching.
It's not that steamy. I actually found I kind of wanted it to be more steamy, to be honest.
Oh, I see. Wow. Maybe if they make a third, they'll up that steam for you, Dory.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, well, we're going to take a break and we'll talk to Janelle when we get back.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style and figuring out what my personal style is. But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like fashion, I feel like is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, I would not either.
It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love
and
this.
Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35.
Our guest today is Janelle Parrish, who starred as Mona for 7 seasons in the top-rated Freeform TV series Pretty Little Liars. Her performance earned the Choice TV Villain Award at the 2012, 2013, 2016, and 2017 Teen Choice Awards, and Janelle went on to reprise the character in last season's spinoff, The Perfectionists. Janelle is also widely recognized for her work in the Netflix film To All the Boys I've Loved Before and its sequels. And Janelle is also an accomplished singer and theater actress who made her Broadway debut playing young Cosette in Les Miserables. We are so thrilled to have you here, Janelle. Welcome. Hi. To Forever 35.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
So we do like to start by asking our guests about a self-care practice they have. So is there anything that you do to kind of ground yourself, bring you a sense of calm?
I wake up extra early just to like sit in the quiet for an hour with my coffee, oil diffuser, just kind of meditate, find my center and just feel super calm and in my body before I go and do anything. It just makes me start off the day feeling very connected to myself.
That's amazing.
That sounds nice. Is that something you're able to do traveling for work as well? Like, do you have things, tools that you then bring so you can keep this practice going when you're not, I'm assuming your home base is LA.
Yeah, I will make it happen. I actually am about to head out to Canada for 5 weeks. So I bought a portable oil diffuser just so I can continue the practice wherever I'm going instead of bringing my giant one. I always bring my essential oils. Again, even if it means missing out on an hour of sleep, I need it in the morning just to start off my day feeling my best.
Oh, that's very inspirational. I feel like I need to get the show on the road with that. That sounds amazing.
Do you have favorite essential oil flavors?
Yeah. So I really love Sage, the company, and they have this Euphoria blend that I put in my oil diffuser. That's like eucalyptus, peppermint, a little bit of like orange notes in there. It's just like you smell it, so calming. But for me, I always have my peppermint halo, good for energy, good for if you ever feel like stress headaches. I have my stress oil blend. I have my lavender for night. I have like a little pouch with all of my oils in it just for traveling.
I love that.
I do too. There's something also so nice about the consistency of a routine that you can do no matter where you are that I feel like must be so centering.
Yeah, exactly. Especially if you're traveling a lot, then it always just feels like you're in your space no matter what space it is.
Especially there's such a nomadic life when you're an actor. I mean, you really are everywhere. I think when like not working in Los Angeles, you know, you're shooting all over the country. So that must be a really helpful practice.
And I find that I just feel so much happier if I can make a space feel like it's mine, even if it's just night in a hotel somewhere. If I have my practice and I make it feel like it's mine, I'll feel so much better the next day.
Well, this new film, it made me feel good today. It made me cry as I was texting Dory a few minutes ago. And you're a part of this franchise that really brings so much joy to people, which is necessary all the time, but especially right now. And, you know, especially coming out of Pretty Little Liars, which brings its own kind of joy, but a more stressful joy.
Yeah. Darker joy.
Yeah. Say this as an avid watcher, but how has it felt to be a part of the To All the Boys I Loved Before franchise, that kind of, you know, this rom-com that makes everybody feel so good?
It's really lovely, especially like you said, after coming off of something like Pretty Little Liars, which again brings joy to people in different ways. But you know, it's like, it's dark, it's sexy, it's, you know, it's just, it's moody. And that was so, that was so my vibe for so long, that when To All the Boys came across my desk and they sent me the script and I read it, I was like, this is so fun and light and happy and positive and something different that I haven't done. Let's give it a shot. And when we shot the movie, all of us, we weren't attached to Netflix at the time, so we had no idea where it would go. Yes, there were three books, but we had no idea. It was not guaranteed that three movies would get made. So just making the first movie felt so great. I made some great friends. I loved it. And then Netflix picked it up. And then all these people loved it and related to the characters. And all of a sudden, it was this amazing thing in this franchise. And now we're making three movies and have this incredible fan base. I mean, it was unexpected. And really wonderful, like you said, to be a part of something that brings so much joy and positivity to people. It's really nice and something different for me.
And you get to be your Margot, who's not just the elder Covey sister, but you're also kind of this like big sister voice of reason in the films, especially in the most recent one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you have advice, really good advice that you've ever received or given about love and about relationships?
Wow. You know what? My parents have always given me the best advice. I've always looked to them for love because, you know, we are such a close family. It's my parents, me, and my big sister, who was my Margot, and she always gives me the best advice as well. But I've had such a great example for love and relationships by watching my parents. They always told me the best advice for love is to compromise. And if you compromise and meet in the middle, you can usually talk through anything. And I feel like my husband and I are pretty good at that. Sometimes it's hard when you're mad. You just don't want to meet in the middle. But compromising, I think that's one of the best pieces of advice I've been given when it comes to love.
What is your relationship like with Lana?
I love her so much. Honestly, the three of us, Lana, Anna, and I, we really do feel like sisters. And during this crazy time during COVID, we've done so many Zoom parties where we just like pick up our dogs and like we're in our three squares, like holding our dogs, being like, ah, and just, you know, catching up. And the bond that we've created feels so strong and so wonderful. And that's not always the case. So we feel very, very lucky. Lana, I have so much respect for her. I mean, she got launched into stardom with Lara Jean. Like I said, we weren't even a part of Netflix at that time. It was just a little indie we were doing. And she's the same person now as she was in the first film. She's the same kind, goofy, silly, strong, smart, independent woman. She hasn't changed at all with this new fame that she's been launched into. And you know, to be number one on a call sheet and show up every day and work the most amount of hours. You know, well, the crew also works so many hours, but I mean, of the actors, that's hard. And you give so much energy and so much of you into something. And she always did it with grace, always.
I saw on Twitter that you were looking for mysteries to read during a quarantine period. And, you know, we talk a lot about books as self-care on our show. And I was always curious if you have any recommendations. I also thought it was really interesting you were looking for mysteries. Are you a mystery reader?
I am a mystery lover. I mean, it all started because, to be honest, I hate flying. I get major anxiety. And it's not like scared. It's just, I'm trapped. I don't have the option to get up and leave. Like, so I started reading books in order to distract myself on planes. And I would start a book and I would, if it didn't grab me right away, I would just be like, I give up. I'm just going to sit here and freak out. But if it's a mystery and it's a page turner, like the flight will go by like that. So then I just got obsessed with mystery books. I got some great recommendations on that thread and I actually bought like four of them that were recommended to me. But as far as recommendations go, The Couple Next Door is one of my favorites. I can't remember who wrote that. I think it was Sherry LaPena. And I actually like a lot of her books. I'm finishing up one of hers right now. I love mysteries that make you feel like you're the main character.
Mm. And what are your thoughts about entertainment, you know, as a performer, but also as a consumer during this pandemic? What have you kind of turned to for comfort or relief? And how does it also feel to provide that to people?
Great. And I really do love that this third movie is coming out at this time, because I feel like people need feel good content. I find myself wanting it all the time, you know, having days where I'm just like, I'm feeling stuck. I'm feeling a little bit blue. A lot of the times I turn to watching shows that I know and love, like The Back of My Hand, but I need to put it on again just to like make myself feel good. Like Friends is always on in this house during this time. Ally McBeal, Sex in the City, things that I know, and I know how they're going to make me feel. And that's comforting. And I hope that To All the Boys can be that for people. You know, it's tried and true. You've seen the movies. You're going to watch it again. You know how it makes you feel. You know it makes you feel great. And it's always there for you. So very happy to be putting that out there right now. But yeah, watching those shows has brought me comfort. Cooking has brought me comfort. Cross-stitching. Yes, I have so many cross-stitches, I don't even know what to do with it now.
What kind of stuff do you cook?
I love to make savory dishes. So I like to make like big meat sauces. I've been experimenting with vegetables because I don't like them. And I've been trying to be healthier. So I'm like, okay, I'll try zoodles. Love them now. I'll try spaghetti squash. So just kind of like experimenting and trying to eat foods that make me feel better. I love to make Asian food. I love to make Chinese food. I have a lot of my grandma's Chinese recipes that I've been practicing. I love it. So it's like therapeutic to cook.
I was reading an interview with you, and you mentioned that you have a lengthy nighttime skincare routine.
I do.
And our podcast is kind of rooted and founded in our obsession with skincare products and sharing our discoveries with our audience. And so I would love to hear about your nighttime skincare routine, what it's like, any products that you cannot live without that you would be willing to share with us and our audience.
Absolutely. I'm obsessed with my skincare. And that's another thing that I can't travel without, like, my kit of all my things. And I can't go to sleep until I've washed everything and put all my creams on. And I'm like, okay, I'm cozy and I'm clean and I'm going to sleep. So I've recently become obsessed with Kate Somerville. I go to their studio here in LA, and I have a great esthetician, and I get, you know, all their like laser facials for scarring, just like pore tightening. So I love their line. So like their gentle cleanser is my absolute favorite. It just gets you like squeaky clean without, you know, any oil. It's easy on the skin. I never break out from it. And then I have a whole bunch of other serums and stuff that I love. A favorite is the Good Genes from, Sunday Riley.
Just a legend of a serum. Yeah.
A miracle on a bottle. It's really, really amazing. I also love Tata Harper, and they're a green line. So everything is organic, very clean beauty. They actually send me a lot of stuff, which I love, because they'll send me like their newest products. And so I get to try everything. Yes. All of their serums are so great, for like, sun damage, scarring, things like that. They have a really good night cream, that is just like moisture sealed into your face. Laneige, which is a, Korean, brand. And, they have this water bank eye cream that I every night before bed.
Did you guys shoot on location in Seoul?
Yes.
For Always and Forever?
And we actually shot in the Laneige store. Ooh. And they gave us products. It was amazing.
Yeah, I was going to ask, did you pick up any skincare when you were in Korea?
Oh, yeah. Okay,
so let's hear about it.
Nature Republic. Oh, my gosh. And they're everywhere. They're on like every single corner. And you just go in there and you tell them what you want. I'm like, I have a pimple. And they're like, here. And they'll just tell you. Either I'm just like, look at my face. I don't know. And they're like, here's a green tea mask or something. Every product that they put on me or that I took home, I loved. It's so great. They had all these like charcoal infused face washes, and some with like lava rock infused. And they're all so affordable. Ooh. I walked out with like five things for like $20.
Oh my gosh.
And they're all so great.
Is it like a Sephora or they have their own line or?
They have their own line.
Oh, wow.
I think there's one in the Glendale Galleria. If I'm remembering. Yes. I mean, but it's been like a year since I've been in public anywhere. So I could be misremembering.
Oh, yeah, I think they do. And they also have the Face Shop. They have it in a lot of malls here in the States. And that's also a Korean makeup brand. Good stuff.
I was going to ask about your makeup. What is your go-to makeup? And do you have any tips for, you must be doing a lot of Zoom interviews. So do you have any tips for like looking great on a Zoom?
Yeah. So for looking good on Zoom, I always open my photo booth app first just to see how the light's looking and what the background looks like. And then I tweak from there. But I feel like on Zoom, as long as you have like a good base on, like I usually like to go for just a tinted moisturizer and like a little concealer. You do that, you draw on your brows, a little mascara, whatever you want to put on your lips, and just like a little bit of bronzer. Easy. And that's honestly like my go-to everyday look. I'll have to say I've kind of enjoyed it, and my skin's enjoyed it during all this time, like not wearing makeup.
Yeah. Freak. That's been kind of an unexpected benefit. I feel like all of our skin is just like breathing.
Yeah, they're like, thank you.
So what are you working on next? I know you mentioned that you're heading out to shoot something. Can you tell us a little bit about that role?
Yeah, I don't think I can say what it is just yet, but I'm heading out to shoot a really sweet romance film, and that'll be really nice, and it's exciting. Playing a character that's kind of feisty and into fashion, so I feel like I'm going to get some really fun outfits, which I'm real excited about. And yeah, I'll be able to probably talk about that soon in the next couple of weeks. Other than that, I've been sort of dipping my feet into development and producing. So that's been really fun. I've just been, you know, finding various books that I love and, you know, getting started on the development process into making them into films. So that's been really, really fun to like put that hat on.
Mm-hmm. Are you looking at mysteries or are you kind of looking at all genres?
All genres. Yeah.
Cool.
I want you to make some mysteries for us though. That sounds very no pressure.
Please.
Make and star in the mysteries for us.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect.
I'll keep looking.
Can we talk a little bit about playing a high schooler? a college student, but you've played both.
Yeah.
What is it like kind of reliving your youth as a performer? I'm not an actor. Are you able to kind of compartmentalize or do you kind of re-experience or relive the moments from your life?
You know, a little bit of both. I feel like, well, first of all, I feel like now that, you know, to all the boys, Margot was in college, great. But I feel like my high school playing days are over, which is fine and great. I'm in my 30s, proud of it, happy to play characters that are closer to my age. But I also feel very lucky that I've been able to play younger characters for a while. On Pretty Little Liars, you know, we played teenagers for a long time. And then finally they were like, you guys are like in your let's do a 5-year time jump. And we were like, great. But yeah. While it's totally fun and I love to be able to kind of like relive the glory days. And I feel like I can pull from my own experiences and also pull from experiences that I never had. Like when I moved to LA, I was in high school. I didn't have the normal high school experience. I did get to go to prom because my first boyfriend, he had a prom and I got to go with him and things like that. But once I moved to LA, I had more of a homeschool experience. So being able to like be in teen things where I can experience like a big prom or a football game or like walking through, you know, the high school parties, whatever it is, it's kind of fun. It's like, oh, I never had this. That's fun. But, you know, I think I've had that and now it's kind of fun to be able to play characters that are a little bit more closer to my age. It's fun that I've been able to do all of it, I guess. Yeah.
I mean, you have talked about how you were bullied in school. So is that something that has ever kind of come up for you while you're playing these characters?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's one of the things that I related to the most while playing Mona in Pretty Little Liars. Mm-hmm. That, you know, yeah, she was one of the villains, and yeah, she, you know, was, she's been the mean girl, she's been the villain, she's funny, you love to hate her, but at the root of it all, she just wanted to feel like she had a place. She wanted to feel included, and she wanted to feel seen. And, you know, I think I, and a lot of people, can relate to that and relate to how that feels, and feel empathy for anybody who's going through that. And honestly, I have so many fans that I've spoken to and, on conventions or just on social media that have said, you know, thank you so much for portraying Mona the way that you did. And because I dealt with bullying, and, you know, the way you portrayed Mona and kind of showed her as somebody who was stronger because of it, like, gave me strength. And I was like, oh, that's great. I'm glad to hear that, you know? So yeah.
So this movie comes out right around Valentine's Day, and we are going to air this episode with you right around Valentine's Day as well. So I would love to know your thoughts on the holiday. You are partnered. Do you enjoy it? Have you enjoyed it in the past? And do you have something special that you do to celebrate?
You know, Valentine's Day, we love it. We do celebrate it, but we always celebrate it in our own way. So instead of, you know, going out and being around a bunch of other people who are celebrating it as well, we like to make it feel a little bit more like ours. So usually we just celebrate it at the house together and, like, cook a nice meal, do a little activity together. And that'll be our Valentine's Day. And I love that. But yeah, to be honest, sometimes we feel the holidays, like, a little bit overrated. You know, and it's like we're lucky because we are partnered. So it's like, you know, every day feels like Valentine's Day. So we don't need a day to, like, celebrate our love. But I think it's a really fun holiday when you're single. You know what I mean? And it's like, oh, so-and-so asked me to Valentine's Day dinner, Valentine's Day dance. I remember in high school, it was such a, like, oh, is that boy going to send me a carnation in homeroom? You know, things like that, like all those little feels. But yeah, I mean, every day is Valentine's Day in our house. So.
Wow.
Wait a second. How do we get that in our relationships? Seriously. Teach us how to be married. Every day is Valentine's Day.
Yeah, the holiday, it's a sweet holiday. I just have never been, like, obsessed with Valentine's Day, I think.
Fair
enough.
Yeah, I think you're in good company our agreement on that one.
Yeah.
Well, Janelle, it has really been such a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for taking the time.
Yeah.
Our listeners can see you in Always and Forever, to All the Boys, Always and Forever, out on February 12th on Netflix.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where else can people find you if they want to kind of follow?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Janelle Parrish, just my name.
Perfect. Well, thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
So the funny thing about interviewing, like, actual famous people, quote unquote, is they look, like, amazing when you interview them. Not that everyone else doesn't look amazing, but, like, Janelle looked so good.
Yes, she was doing, like, it was part of a press junket where she's, like, doing of interviews.
Yes.
And I did put on some, like, shimmery lip gloss.
Yeah, I think I put on a little bit of lip gloss, but, like, she looked great.
Dope. She looked great.
She did. I know. And she was so cool.
And I'm a big Pretty Little Liars fan, so that was very exciting for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love a PLL.
I didn't know you were into PLL.
I went through, like, a big PLL phase when it was airing, like pretty hardcore. I watched it for quite a few years.
Huh?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You know, I mean, I know it's not normally my speed, but something about like teen shit. It was just so well done. And all the actors were really great. I don't know. I love a PLL.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I love an A. I love a liar. Okay. All specific references from the show. All right, Dory, let's discuss some intentions.
Let's do it.
Because I feel like you really nailed it.
Well, you know what? I think I had really kind of hit bottom and I was like, yeah, I need to do something here. So, yeah.
But you really did. You stepped in and took care of yourself.
I did. This week, I have a pretty basic intention. It's really a goal, if you will. I have a big work deadline, so I'm just trying to kind of get everything in on time.
Is that book related?
It is book related. Yeah.
All right. Work deadlines.
Work deadlines. I got my copy edit back, so I have to go through it. And
that's awesome.
Yeah. It's all happening. It's really all happening. So what about you? Your intention last week was patience.
Ugh. I was.
That's a big one.
It is. It's very broad. It's very big. I'm not going to nail it in a week. I had a lot of, there were a lot of like weeping, challenging meltdowns in my house. Mm-hmm. You know, anyone with anybody in their life going, we're all struggling. My kids are having a hard time. You know, we've been doing this for a year. They haven't seen friends or been like, it's just a mess. It's just really hard. So, and I, their mental health has moments. And so, but also like they fight all the time. I think my patience is mostly like directed at them because I spend so much time with them. So I think I did feel like in moments where I would normally react with irritability and get annoyed and try to like grumpily explain something to my kids, I just kind of responded with like patience and just, and it helped. It did help. So I don't know. It was nice. And now I'm thinking about like, how can I direct that toward myself? I don't know, but that's probably like a longer term life intention for me. Has been my whole life. I'm a very impatient person. And this week I'm auditing my Instagram usage.
Wow. Okay.
It's really bad. It's really
Is it?
Bad. Yeah, it's really bad. Okay. It's my most, I don't have Facebook on my phone anymore. And I think what happened is instead of just not being on Facebook, I just directed all my attention to Instagram. Mm. My daily average on Instagram is 3 hours.
Wow. Okay.
Last week, my screen time on Instagram was 18 hours and 22 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's a lot of time where I could be doing something else. I could also just be doing nothing, but I don't need to be staring at Instagram. So I'm auditing. I'm not like blocking. I'm just kind of like, I'm just sitting with it. I'm looking at it. I'm watching it. I'm checking myself more. But if you have Instagram hours like I do, let me know, because I'm feeling kind of ashamed. It's like kind of embarrassing.
Don't feel ashamed, Kate. No.
But I am and I'm not. Like, I'm obviously, I know we're all, many like humans are addicted to social media and their phones, but I looked at it and I was like, 18 hours? What? What am I doing? So, there you go.
I mean, look, we're in a pandemic.
We are.
I don't think you should feel shame. I really don't.
Okay. I won't. I'll have patience with myself.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Do it for me.
I will do it for you. Oh, you're such a good friend. I'll do it for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
My welly bee friend, my sister in Wellbutrin.
Oh, boy.
You know, before we sign off, I want you to know I've done this whole podcast in my bathrobe.
Oh, that's hot.
Is that a sext?
Are you sexting me?
I'm sexting you. I want you to know I'm in my big furry bathrobe.
Oh, Kate. Yeah. You're nothing. Sexting our whole audience.
I know. Listeners, I want you to leave this podcast turned on.
I'm in a sweatsuit.
We should say we're recording this on an evening. It's 8 o'clock here.
It's true.
Where we are.
Yeah, yeah,
these aren't out of character, but yeah, if you want to get hot, just imagine us.
Bathrobe and sweatsuit.
Bathrobe and sweatsuit. Well, that's where we'll leave you today.
All right. Well, Forever 35 is hosted and produced by me, Dori Shafrir, and you, Kate Spencer, and produced and edited by Sammy Junio. And Sam Reed is our project manager. Our network partner is Acast. We will talk to you all again very soon.